Come, sorrow by my wounded side. Oh, come, together let us mourn and taste the tears that I have cried.
Jesus went up from the holy tomb. It was the Sunday before Passover, and crowds lined the road that descends the Mount of Olives. Cheers greeted Jesus as he passed, and people ran alongside him as he approached Jerusalem. When he saw the city, he was overcome with sorrow and wept over it. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I loved you as a child and called to you, but the more I called, the further you went from me.
O come and mourn with me a while. As for Jerusalem, I weep. There is no greater love than mine, as wide or long, as high or deep.
that week, Jesus shared the feast of the Passover with his disciples. As he broke the bread and poured the wine, he told them, "As often as you do this, remember me. I say to you, one of you shall betray me. It is not an enemy that betrays me, then I can bear it. No, it is my own friend in whom I have trusted." The disciples were extremely sorrowful and began to say to him, "Lord, is it I?"
Thank you.
After the meal, he took with him Peter, James, and John to the Garden of Gethsemane. His heart was very heavy, and he said to them, "My soul is sorrowful to the point of death. Wait here and watch with me." He knelt down to pray, and his anguish was so great that his sweat was as drops of blood falling to the ground. "Father, let this cup pass before me, yet not my will, but yours be done." When he rose and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow.
Oh, come and mourn with me a while, alone beneath the olive trees. Come, feel my sorrow as I pray. Oh, Father, take this cup from me.
while they were still in the garden, soldiers surrounded them and arrested Jesus. The same crowds that cheered Jesus earlier in the week now demanded his execution. The death sentence was handed down, and he was led away to be scourged. "Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there be any suffering like his suffering." For he was a man of sorrows, familiar with grief. He was wounded and bruised for our sins, and the punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
Oh, come and mourn with me a while. Behold my pain, and then decide if any sorrow be like mine. Love stands rejected and denied.
Thank you.
Early the next morning, he was led to a hill called Golgotha, where he was crucified. The scene was as foretold in the scripture. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. My soul thirsts for God, but they gave me vinegar for my thirst. My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me, "Where is your God?" Scorn has broken my heart. It is turned to wax and is melted within me.
O come and stand beneath the cross. Come and hear my anguished cry. Have you no tears to shed for me? Jesus, your Lord, the crucified. Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph, who, though a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action. He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid it in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed, and they saw the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath day, they rested according to the commandment.